In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Veni, Sancti Spiritus, replicum corda fidelium et tuum emoris in iis inim accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabuntur. Oremus, Deus qui corda fidelium Sancti Spiritus, illus ad Christi da nobis in eodem Spiritu recta sapere, et eius semper consolatione gaudere, per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Cor Maria Immaculatum. Nos cum prole pia benicat Virgo Maria. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid, for behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Last night or this morning you meditated about your own self-love. And of course, the immediate, very intimate, connected sin which follows is pride. We already considered the pride of this world, and we considered our own pride a little bit, but now we need to go deep, deep in our soul and research this sin, which is the basis of all sins. Again, pride was the sin, the first sin of the angels and of man in heaven and on earth. And pride also distanced ourselves from God. And we should also consider our Blessed Lady, her deep, deep humility at the same time, acknowledging her privileges when she says in the Magnificat, "My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generation shall call me blessed. For he," she continues, "that is mighty, has done great things in me," or to me, "and holy is his name." And you see in the Magnificat of Our Lady her acknowledgement of her greatness. At the same time, she does not take any credit for it whatsoever. "For he," she says, "that is mighty, has done great things to me, and holy is his name." And God despises pride. God despises the proudful, but to the humble he will grant his graces. And our Blessed Lord in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 to 14, says following. And to some who trusted in themselves as just and despised others, he spoke also this parable. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee standing prayed thus with himself, "O God, I give thee thanks that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, as also is this publican. I fast twice in a week, I give a tithe of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but stuck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say to you, this man went down into the house, in his house justified rather than the other, because everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Our Blessed Lady in Magnificat does not say, oh, I'm better than everybody else, and she is, as the Pharisee would do. Okay? I'm better than this one. But of course, this pride in us constantly drives us. It's an unceasing drive in us because of the effect of ritual sin, really, in thought, intellectual pride. In thought, constantly to elevate ourselves above others. We're always concerned about others. And we think we're always better than others. It is a weight in our soul which pulls us down, or should I say, elevates us in our imagination above all others. You are what you are, and the others are what they are. But you do not constantly fall into temptation, follow the temptation of Satan to constantly worry about others and that I am better. I have better qualities than others. I am the best. I am holier than anybody else anyway. And I am more humble than anybody else. I have much more better qualities than anybody else. I can save the church. This is the drive of Satan to tempt us to pride. There is intellectual pride, but there is also the spiritual pride. You see that spiritual pride in the parable of the prodigal son. Namely, when the prodigal son comes home, the father is very happy, but the brother is not. And that is what is called an example for spiritual pride. Spiritual envy connected to it, right? St. Louis Grignot de Montfort says in his letter to the Friends of the Cross in number 16 and 17, he says, therefore, if anyone wants to come after me, annihilated and crucified, he must glorify as I did only in the poverty, humiliation, and suffering of my cross. Let him deny himself. Far be from the company of the Friends of the Cross those who pride themselves in suffering, the worldwise, elated genuineness, and self-conceited individuals who are stubborn and puffed up with their lights and talents. Far be they from us, those endless talkers who make plenty of noise but bring forth no other fruit than vain glory. This last remark is pretty much in some Catholics in the traditional movement. They constantly talk on the phone, on the internet. They feel themselves as the greatest experts in theology. They all figured it out, the Christ of the Church. Everybody is wrong, but not them. There's constant noise. Far from us, those highbrow devotees everywhere displaying the self-sufficient pride of Lucifer. I am not like the rest. Far be from us those who must always justify themselves when blamed, he says. Resist when attacked and exalt themselves when humbled. Be careful not to admit into your fellowship those frail, sensitive persons who are afraid of the slightest pinprick, who sob and sigh when faced with the lightest suffering, who have never experienced a hair shirt, a discipline, or any other penitential instrument, and who, with their fashionable devotions, mingle the most artful delicacy and the most refined lack of mortification. In the imitation of Christ, says in Book 3, Chapter 8, the acknowledgement of our unworthiness in the sight of God. Disciple speaks to God, I will speak to my Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. If I think anything better of myself, behold, thou standest against me, and my sins bear witness to the truth, and I cannot contradict it. But if I humble myself and acknowledge my own nothingness, and cast away all manner of esteem of myself, and as I really am, account myself to be mere dust, thy grace will be favorable to me, and thy light will draw nigh to me, to my heart, and all self-esteem, how small soever, will be sunk in the depth of my own nothingness, and there lose itself forever. It is there thou showest me to myself what I am, and what I have been, and what I am to come to, for I am nothing and I knew it not. If I am left to myself, behold, I am nothing and all weakness, but if thou shouldst gracefully look upon me, I presently become strong and filled with a new joy. And it is wonderful that I am so quickly raised up and so graciously embraced by thee, I, who by my own weight am always sinking to the bottom. It is thy love that effects this, freely guiding me and assisting me in so many necessities, preserving me also from grievous dangers, and as I may truly say, delivering me from innumerable evils. For by an evil loving of myself I lost myself, and by seeking thee alone and purely loving thee I found both myself and thee. And by this love I have more profoundly annihilated myself. Because thou, O most sweet Lord, art bountiful to me above all desert, and above all I have dare, hope, and ask for. Blessed be thou, O my God, for though I am unworthy of all good, yet thy generosity and infinite goodness never ceaseth to do good, even to those who are ungrateful, and that are turned away from thee. O convert us unto thee, that we may be thankful, humble, and devout, for thou art our salvation, our power, and our strength. And if you truly want to do this meditation fruitfully, right, about the pride in us, we should really turn to Our Lady. First, meditate her profound humility. Right? The Church venerates this her humility very deeply. There is a devotion, in a sense, to her humility, that virtue of humility. There is even her own Mass in the part of the missal for certain places, aliquis loges, which commemorates and venerates the humility of our Blessed Lady. And she, truly, who at the same time acknowledges her greatness, at the same time returns everything to the cause of this greatness, namely God, doesn't take any credit for herself. She truly can teach us true, profound humility without any depression, without any sadness and so forth, which can cause in our soul a true, a supernatural and a lasting peace, which is based in true humility, that we acknowledge ourselves, but we return thanks to Almighty God, from whom we receive everything, all the qualities, all the graces, what we have and what we possess. Amen.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
Nos cum prole pia,
benedicat Virgo Maria.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.